Shalom Aleichem. So we're just going to do a quick review of the relevant halachot to this Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. So this Shabbat is named Shabbat Chazon after the Haftorah, which is one of the three, the final Haftorah, which talks about Paranias or punishments, sad Haftorahs during this sad time, although on Shabbos we're happy. So for the most part, it's a regular Shabbos. We eat normally, we drink normally. You can have meat, you can have wine, and you should, in fact. You're not allowed to have any public demonstrations of mourning. There is a custom mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah to have one different clothing article. It shouldn't be something too noticeable that someone else would realize that you're mourning, but maybe something just as a siman for yourself. That, after all, Tisha B'Av is coming very soon. The minhag is to have a normal shower with warm water. It doesn't have to be as hot, perhaps a little bit less than hot, but warm water is fine. And shampoo and soap. And this Shabbos, that is our prevalent custom. The one important difference we have to know is that there's an in-between time called Bein HaShemashos. We're not sure if it's Shabbos or if it's really already after Shabbos, Tisha B'Av. So once it's Shkia, once the sun has set, something like 7:50 here in Israel, so you don't want to do it a bit earlier, we already will refrain from doing the things that we normally would do on Tisha B'Av, and that is eating and drinking and washing our hands and anointing ourselves. Now those are things which we don't necessarily always do on Shabbos, since we're not openly breaking Shabbos, but we also, it might be Tisha B'Av, so we won't eat and drink past 7:50, put the food away, and you can sing and say some words of Torah until Seita Kol Chavim. Once Seita Kol Chavim hits, or a few minutes afterwards, we'll daven Marv, say Atachanantanu, say Baruch Ma'avdil Min Kodesh Hachol, and then you would remove your Shabbos clothing and your Shabbos shoes to something that you would wear during the week to show that Shabbos is over. Okay, so that is the basic main halacha you need to know. Now, if a person's, let's say, walking to a Shabbos far away, and he doesn't have time to walk back and change clothing and change shoes, so the recommendation would simply to be wear your regular non-leather shoes, non-Crocs, rubber shoes, whatever, and nobody would really think that you're mourning because nowadays tons of people don't wear leather. And then you won't have to switch your clothing. I also don't think you have to switch Shabbos clothing if you don't have relevant other clothing available, because no one will think that you're openly, you know, celebrating. But if you can, go home and switch your clothing. Many shuls push off Marv till later. That would definitely be recommendable. At that point, we, after davening Marv and saying Atachnantanu, our Havdalah is a bit different. We don't do it on wine or grape juice, obviously. For obvious reason, we don't eat. Obviously, a chole who is eating would do it on chamer medina, some sort of coffee, tea, something like that. That's not available, and then grape juice would be the next best option. But that's only a chole who's not fasting on Tisha B'Av, which is a different story. But most of us will not do besamim, because our soul is not happy after going into Tisha B'Av, and we'll do ner. And we'll say Baruch Ma'avdil Ben Kodesh after Shabbos there, Antachanantanu, during Marv. It's good for women to say Marv that this Tisha B'Av, so they can put Antachanantanu into their tefillah. And then on Sunday night, we'll do Havdalah with guffin, with wine or grape juice. That's the end of Tisha B'Av. Now, we sit on the ground. And at this point, we stop greeting each other. On Shabbos, you can greet each other. But at this point, when Shabbos is over, we sit on the floor. Many people put a curtain or a carpet on the floor for Kabbalistic reasons. But as a sign of mourning, we don't sit in a comfy chair. People bring pillows, that's fine. And we recite Eicha, Lamentations, Yirmiyahu's prophecies, sadly. And we turn the lights down in shul to show that it's a sad ambience. And Zeo, we reflect about tshuva, and we go to bed. And that night, the custom is to go to bed, put your mattress on the floor, or if that's too hard, maybe put a few stones under your pillow. Some way of showing that we are sad, We don't learn Torah that night. We just go to bed or read sad stories or watch a sad movie or do something which reminds us to mourn for the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, we're not washing our hands, not anointing ourselves, and not learning Torah. The rest of the laws of Tisha B'Av will be a separate halacha shir. This is what's relevant for the Shabbos and the night after, or most of what's relevant, based on the Pesach of Pliny Halacha, and of course the Shulchan Aruch. May we have a beautiful Shabbos, and may we not have to put these halachas into practice this Shabbos, this Tisha B'Av, because the Beis Hamikdash will be here, Be'ezrat Hashem.